some years are more challenging than others, but weather in the mountains is always a challenge, and you miss instructional time. And so what we were encountering in Transylvania County was a situation where if you lost instructional time, you were even having to decide to make it up on a Saturday or to take holidays or spring break or add days at the end of the year. And no one likes any of those options. As our students, as we're preparing them for a new world that's very different from what it was 30 years ago, increasingly they're encountering online education. We could spend part of a day providing students with an opportunity to have their schooling at home on a day that we can't have school because of bad weather, and we wouldn't have to make that day up.
Has this been put into place yet?
Well, yes and no. It's put into place, but we haven't had a chance to try it yet, per se. We did a trial run at Brevard Middle School. It was a good dry run. We learned some things from that. And just as with any venture, once you try it, you see ways that you can tweak it and make it even better. But it was a good enough experience that we wanted to broaden that for the entire school system.
Well, what happens if someone can't go online?
Great question. We wanted to anticipate that. And so we have the ability with the computers, the Chromebooks, for students to be able to download modules and materials that their teachers have developed. In the case of getting home and losing power and not being able to get onto the internet, those students would still be able to do their work on their computer, even if it was not with Wi-Fi at the same time.
Does this add a lot of work for the teachers who have to put this stuff together for the websites and things?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and that was something that we were worried about because our teachers' plates, they're very full already. There was some additional work on their part, but for many of our instructors, these were some of the things they were already doing. The day is going to come in the not-too-distant future that we're going to see two things in our schools on a regular basis. We're going to see one-to-one devices being used all the way down to kindergarten. That's going to happen, and it's an exciting frontier, and we're trying to move toward that, too. That's not to replace the classroom teacher, because I don't think you could ever do that. In fact, you would not ever want to do that, because that interaction with the student is so vital and important. But at the same time, you want to provide that as a tool for the teacher to use. And we're going to see that go down to kindergarten. The other thing that you will see, I believe, in the not-too-distant future, you're already seeing that in some communities here in the mountains even, wireless is going to become more readily available as infrastructure improves. And it's going to perhaps not blanket the area because our terrain is challenging, but you're going to see it more widespread. And so with those types of things in mind as we move toward the future, we looked at what can we do to get our students ready for their next level in the workplace and for college, and also being prepared to interact in a future and an economy that increasingly has blended learning in classroom and out of classroom. It's basically schooling without walls.